And I wanted to ask you about the how they slaughtered hogs.
Well, they had water, and they first way back they hit rock and had a barrel and put the rock in and poured water on, and when it got so hot they couldn't hold their hand in, why, they'd take the rock out and then they'd scald the hog. But later they got other ways and they didn't have to use them raw.
How did they kill the hog?
They just cut the throats or shot them or...
Now, if someone took a knife and...
Stuck them.
Yeah. And then he'd have to, the blade out, he'd have
Yeah.
And if someone cut something in two parts, you know, say he cut it...
Open.
Yeah. Now, would you say cut it, he cut it half and...
Half and two.
You know. And then, if someone's bothering, if one of your little great-grandchildren or something's being, you know, that somebody's teasing him or something, you might say to the little child, now don't pay him.
Don't bother him. Don't worry that child that way.
Okay. And when, if a woman, tries to talk a man into doing something, they might say that she is
boss.
Or like if she's kind of flattering him, you know, and saying nice things to him. Did you ever?
No, I don't know if I ever did. I always told my man just if I was going to do anything or if I wasn't going to do it. And he'd done the same with me.
I see.
We didn't have no argument about nothing. We just meant business with whatever we
That's good.
Meant to do.
Do they ever use the expression to sweet talk someone?
Sweet talk.
Sweet talk, yeah.
I don't know if they
do. Or if now I was asking did I ask you the other day about write smart?
About what?
Right, the expression write smart. Say it rained?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think we did talk about
I
that.
Think we were, I think you asked me about every question that could be thought of.
No, I didn't. I'd like to ask you a little bit about just a couple of other things now. And we're just about through. How would you greet a person about this time? If you saw someone.
I'd make them feel mighty welcome. Because somebody should come and talk. I was glad to see you.
What would you call this time of day?
Well, I don't know. I reckon I have no, but I don't know now.
No, I just mean if you met somebody now about 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., you might say, well, good.
We'll just have a seat and we'll have dinner and drink.
Yeah, would you say good morning?
Good morning.
You'd call this morning. And then after dinner, what do you call that time of day?
Evening.
And then what would you say to someone when you were leaving them in the morning?
Goodbye
and then
come back again.
All right. And what would you say in after dinner?
Well, goodbye and come back again.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.